This is a crucifix that my great-grandfather brought from Belgium in 1856. It has music box in the base with two pieces of music in it.
Do you know what the songs are?
Holy Name, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name, I think, is one of them. I don't know what the other one is. My grandmother, when we were small kids, you know, we'd go there for a visit. She'd always want to know if we wanted to hear some music, and I guess that's about the only music there was in the house except an old zither.
What's a zither?
Well, it's a box about so thick. It has umpteen strings on it. First tricycle I saw too by I have an uncle that was 8 months older than I am.
At your grandmother's house?
Yeah, and he had a tricycle. We couldn't afford those things.
Let's let this one play once more. As long as Could you tell me about Christmas in the old days and how you celebrated it when you were young?
Well, my dad was a procrastinator, I think, because the day before Christmas, he'd go out in the woods, find a Christmas tree and drag it home. And after we kids had gone to bed, which was early, they would trim it, but there were no electric lights in those days. We had real candles on it. And they'd light the candles and then wake us up, give us a glimpse of the lit tree, and then they'd put out the candles. We had no fire departments out there at that time. Those green trees, if they caught fire, you were burned out.
Yeah, I'd say. Did you have gifts waiting for you then?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What We'd have a little tin horn or a box of dominoes or some little 10-cent article.
Do you remember any of the foods that you ate specifically for Christmas, or weren't there?
Well, I remember my mother would make bread. She called it kunyu. But it was pointed at both ends. I think it was nothing more than raisin bread. The Irish called it seldom bread because they seldom found a raisin.
That's a clever name. About the food that you ate when you were younger, could you tell me about the oven that your grandmother had, that you baked a lot, the outdoor oven that you baked the food in?
Well, they all had, most of them had outdoor ovens at that time. They were made of stone. And I think they had a brick floor inside, and they were large. There were a lot of cedar around there, and cedar burns fast. So they put some long four-foot sticks of cedar in there and throw some. I don't know how they lit it, though. But they'd get that stone in there real hot. Then they put their bread in there and bake it. First they put at Kermis time, they put the bread in first because that is, a little thicker and heavier to bake, I guess. Yeah. Then they put in the rolls, and then came the pies. 110 pies my grandmother Brance would make.
Would that fit in one oven?
The bread first, then the rolls next, and then the pies. Oh, no, you'd have to have several ovens full.
Oh.
Now, I remember we'd have to carry them in the house then and line them all up on the unused living large room upstairs, and they were all on the floor.
And then carry them to the place where the dance was?
No. The company that they had would go and visit each family, you know.
I see.
You had to. When you got home from visiting, you were full of pie. You had to eat a piece of pie at every place you went. That's the only time of the year when they had fresh meat, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they would always have bouillon. That's why that name, it's French, of course, but the Belgians pronounce it the same way, bouillon.
What is that?
That's bouillon, soup.
From
fresh beef, you know. They'd have rice separate. You put in as much rice in your soup as you wanted to. And of course the mustard then was dry mustard. And you'd put a speck of mustard in that plate of yours, a plate of soup. And that really touched it off. When I was married to Lil here, her mother lived with us for 20 years, and they're Irish, and she couldn't understand mustard in soup. So after she tried it, she always wanted mustard in her soup. Of course, it was the real strong mustard. It wasn't this mustard that always tastes like vinegar that we get today. You know, that mustard, we didn't have that kind of mustard. We had the real stuff.
Could you tell me what that oven was called, what the oven
called? Call a four. Four.
That's Walloon?
Like you would say four in English.
Oh, huh. And does that have any other meaning besides just the oven? Like you talked about the Disa before, meaning 10. How would four be translated?
Well, a Belgian will know that a four is an outside oven.
I see, okay. You told me once before about your grandmother's fancy apple peeler that she had.
You'd stick an apple on there and push an outfit down, and that then you turn the crank. It would core the apple and would peel the apple and would slice it in about a little over an eighth of an inch thick all around the apple key.
Wow.
So your apple was cored and peeled, and you'd have a curlicue, you know, of apple.
Huh, that sounds like fun.
I saw a picture of one of those in an antique magazine the other day. That was fun. We kids, that way Grandma got her apples peeled because we kids thought it was fun.
Can you tell me about any of the other particularly Belgian foods that you ate when you were young that you can remember?
No, except jut, of course, and jut, that's cabbage and potatoes. Mm. And of course, they, in order to make jut, they used, I think they put a little onion in it, and they also put a little nutmeg in it.
Oh.
That makes cabbage taste much different.
Hmm. Did everybody put nutmeg in it, or was that your special recipe?
Yes. They used to do that in the pork sausage too, that they called trip. T-R-I-P. The meat markets spell it T-R-I-P-P-E. Of course, they're not Belgians. But it sounds just like trip, T-R-I-P. Mm. And that was made with, I forget the recipe, but it is maybe a third or a quarter or a third of cabbage. And they used to use this curly cabbage, known also as Savoy. That tastes different than the regular cabbage.
Is that grown around here?
Oh, yes. You can buy that around here. Not very often, but you'll see it in the markets once in a while.
Hmm.
Tastes much nicer than the regular cabbage.
Yeah.
With pork shoulders. They used to use pork shoulders and cabbage. And they'd freeze that. Put onion in it, too. Of course, there's got to be onion in everything.
Do you still eat these foods once in a while?
Well, you can buy it in the meat markets. You can still buy that trip in the meat markets, but it doesn't taste like the kind that the Belgians used to make. it's commercialized, you know.
That's too bad. Well, if you can't think of any more foods you'd like to tell about, then I think that's it for today.
Well, that's all I can think of.
Okay, thank you very much for talking with me.